We're visiting with Emily Score at Growth Energy. I know you guys just did the outline for the 2021 biofuels policy. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes, happy to. Thank you. I mean, this is really, as we look ahead for the next 12 months, we've got to reverse the setbacks that we experienced during COVID, and we've got to promote better fuel choices and protect the environment for the nation. And biofuels, you do that, and we're going to have a strong fuel economy and a strong rural economy for biofuels. There's a lot of outstanding issues that continue to hinder our ability to access markets, to promote innovation, and to create rural jobs. First and foremost, of course, we've got to restore integrity to the renewable fuel standard. There are a host of pending small refinery exemptions. Those need to be rejected. EPA needs to follow the law. We need strong forward-leaning blending targets for 2021. And we've got, you know, a lot of pending approvals for advanced pathways. There are ethanol plants that have innovation and technology that they're just sitting on because EPA hasn't approved their ability to use it. So, you know, that's an important area of work for us. And a lot of that is focused on the next administration. We need to continue to eliminate barriers in terms of market access, clarifying the rules about what storage equipment and dispensing equipment a retailer can use so that they can continue to offer E15, a higher blend of ethanol to consumers, eliminating outdated labeling so it's not confusing, and expanding infrastructure. And then, you know, there's going to continue to be an increased conversation on our clean energy future. We are a ready, available, and affordable solution. And so we want to be part of that conversation and make sure that we are included in policies at the federal and the state level moving forward.
Let's talk a little bit about the Biofuels Registration Act. I know this is going to make the process a little bit easier for approvals. What does this mean to you guys?
Well, it's critically important. We've got a backlog of opportunity at EPA, and we need to make sure that agencies expedite their review and approval of pathways that allow us to innovate, to continue to do more with less, and ultimately produce a cleaner product that's going to enhance our ability to achieve our domestic climate goals.
Well, of course, you mentioned a little bit earlier the new administration. It looks like I think we're going to have a new administration. So what does this look like for you guys going forward into 2021? And what are some of your most important things that you'd like to see the new administration focus on?
Well, first and foremost, very importantly, Mr. Biden, he made ethanol a key part of his energy and his rural agricultural platform throughout the campaign. And so we heard him repeatedly come out with strong comments of support for biofuels, for the renewable fuel standard, rejecting small refinery exemptions, including biofuels in his rural plan. And so we expect some fast action on biofuels. We know that, you know, as the president-elect's agenda to build back better, well, we would say build back better with biofuels. There's a lot of synergies with the value proposition that we provide and some of the goals that he's outlined in his agenda. So we look forward to engaging with his team, with new leadership, because there's a lot that we need to do to restore integrity to the renewable fuel standard, to continue to eliminate barriers to market access so we can get more consumers using more higher blends, and then expand the role of biofuels in a clean energy future, not only at home, but abroad. Make sure we've got, you know, a fair trade policies, a level playing field abroad, because there's a growing global appetite for this product as well.
Well, I know 2020 has been a crazy year for everybody, but if you could put something like a positive spin on 2020 and looking forward to 2021, what are you most excited about in your industry?
My positive spin for 2020 has been kind of the unexpected conversation around the value of the co-products produced at a biorefining plant. We're all familiar with ethanol, that's the largest product, but high protein animal feed. We are the largest producer of captured carbon dioxide for the food industry. So when we shut down as a result of the pandemic, there are a lot of other industries and entities in the value chain that suffer as well. Our ability to participate in addressing our health needs in terms of hand sanitizer. So we've been able to really showcase the diversity of what we're producing. And I think that knowledge is going to be really important in the years ahead. So that's my silver lining for the year. Looking forward, we've got bipartisan support. We continue to have that throughout the Midwest. That's going to be important as you go into a year with a potentially divided government.
Well, thank you so much, Emily, for visiting with us today. It's, I can't say that people are sad to see 2020 over, but I'm excited about some new things coming up in the future with you guys.
You and me both. Thank you.